Okay, now time for Nick Dales, our candidate from the Monster Raving Loony Party. Are you ready for your 2 minutes?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Okay, ready, check, go.
To be healthy, we need to eat properly. The official Monster Raving Loony Party proposed that all burgers, ready meals and junk nosh should be clearly labelled, may contain traces of real food. I do have some experience of overseas hospitals, as I am the official Monster Raving Loony Party.
We're off abroad again. Let's stop in Derbyshire.
And your time restarts now.
I am the Shadow Minister for the Abolition of Gravity, and I went on a paragliding holiday to South Africa to test my theory that the best way to be in South Africa was upside down.
We have been interrupted by both Marcus and Jeanette.
He's not talking about health at all, only perhaps his own activities.
Yeah, it's a laugh, but no go.
Okay, running back.
I promise you, I'm getting there. This, unfortunately, had a devastating effect on my paraglider, and I broke my pelvis in 3 places.
Running back to Marcus.
He'll run out of time before he says anything about health.
Okay.
I now continue my research into the abolition of gravity from the safety of my laboratory. We will reduce waiting lists by using smaller writing. I would like to see more hospitals the size of St. Oswald's and reduce super hospitals, which I suspect are very comfortable homes.
Oh, yes, Kevin.
Yes, we would like to see more hospital the size of St. Oswald's. St. Oswald's does a great job.
Yes, which I suspect... Yes, I agree. And reduce super hospitals, which I suspect are very comfortable homes for hospital administrative general managers. As Dr. Bones McCoy, Chief Medical Officer on the Starship Enterprise, once famously said, I'm a doctor, not a hospital administrative general manager. We in the Loony Party support foundation hospitals, because without foundations, they'll all fall down. In Kirkyton, we have a prototype mini-hospital which cunningly doubles up as a pub. It's also about time the chemists changed their prescriptions from such names as Geraminoid Starctinctus or Loctartin Oxymorontin to far more sensible names such as Old Wart, IPA, or Hair of the Dog. As a manifesto and public health service all rolled into one, and in the interest...
Been so vociferous with your bell, it just stopped working.
Well, it sounds a good idea, the IPA and that. How are you going to fund giving that to everybody?
Okay, how are you going to fund the beer?
From a European grant. As a manifesto and public health service all rolled into one, and in the interest of encouraging healthy lifestyles, may I encourage all the voters of West Derbyshire to eat your greens, brush your teeth, clean behind your ears, generally have a good scrub up, have a radical rethink, and vote loony! Yes!
He just got it in time.
Do you have any brief questions for either of our candidates before we say goodbye to them? Our people's panel of...
Are you serious?
Are you serious? Doctor, are you serious? Is the Erewash Monster Raving Loony Party Shadow Minister for Non-Committed Manifesto Commitments? He recently diagnosed me as having a moderately dangerous case of internetus nerdus, and he prescribed a therapy of folk music and attendance at rehabilitation at the Black Pig Morris Dancers Association.
Well, we won't preempt what Mr. Are You Serious is going to say when we visit Erewash in a couple of weeks' time.
Is your pelvis better?
Well, I've got one leg that's slightly
good. And that's the...
I think we've finished, haven't we?
The UKIP party and the Monster Raving Loony Party outlining their 2-minute manifestos on health. We have yet to hear, of course, from the Labour candidate, who we'll hear from in about 15 minutes' time.
OK, excellent. Thank you very much. That's democracy for you. Marsha Ramroop in Ashbourne with two of the other candidates in the general election in the West Derbyshire seat, as we say, Labour on the way. It's 27 minutes past 8. It's BBC Radio Derby, and as we've been mentioning this morning, an era came to an end over the weekend with the last ever traditional 3 o'clock match at Eton Park when Burton Albion took on Carlisle. Now, as you know, unfortunately